Well, a good Saturday morning to you. Brandon Blocker here in the KSBN studio with you on this final Saturday in May. What a lovely Saturday it is and beautiful weather out there. And folks, because of this beautiful weather and a little bit of the warmness, we have bumped up the Aspen High School graduation. Instead of it occurring here at 1 o'clock, they have bumped it up to 10 o'clock a.m. So here in just a matter of moments, we're going to be airing your graduation for those Aspen High School seniors who've already been through so much here, worked so hard here in 2019 and 2020 here on KSBN. You can also follow along on YouTube and their Facebook page and more. Yeah, so it's one of those things we're going to be airing to graduation. Here's how it's working, folks. What they're doing is they're going in alphabetical order. The kiddos are basically pulling into the Buttermilk parking lot where they, Aspen High School Powers of B, have set up a stage right there. The kiddos get to walk across the stage, get their diploma, responsibly, of course, and then they head over to the lift, Summit Lift there at Buttermilk, and then they're going to ride up with their families for pictures at the top of Buttermilk Mountain and then space it out about three chairs between each family and then ride back down. So that's what's happening over there at the Buttermilk parking lot. If you're wondering, if you're driving up and down Highway 82, it's the Aspen High School graduation. Kudos to them, Basalt, and all the high schools out there for really making some quick decisions during adversity during these times. Hey, KSBN proud to present the live broadcast of the Aspen High School Class of 2020 graduation, made possible thanks to Alpine Banks in the Roaring Fork Valley for presenting this broadcast. Alpine Bank reminds graduates to keep dreaming because dreams do come true. This presentation is also made possible by Valley View Hospital in Glenwood Springs, caring for the Roaring Fork Valley since 1955. So in a matter of moments, we're going to cut into programming here and start bringing you the Aspen High School graduation. Once again, Brandon Blocker live in the KSBN studio. Play a little music for you while we wait, shall we?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, please stand for the national anthem, sang by the Aspen High School Choir.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars
Ladies and gentlemen, students, faculty, and distinguished guests, it is my very special privilege to welcome you to the 131st commencement of Aspen High School and the first commencement to be held at Buttermilk. These fine students from the class of 2020 have contributed greatly to the tradition of excellence at our school, and this class is a proud representation of the best that Aspen has to offer. I'm sure they will continue to honor their community as they go forth and become contributors in this world. Academically, the class of 2020 had 87 of its seniors graduate with honors, and 51 students had a GPA of a 4.0 or higher. 121 of our 138 seniors accepted the challenge of at least one IB course, and many of them took more. 92% will attend over 70 different colleges. Athletically, These seniors have had 10 postseason appearances, 6 regional and conference championships, 1 undefeated program, our girls hockey team. 5 individual state champions, 4 team state championships in spirit and dance, girls hockey, boys and girls alpine and Nordic. The class of 2020 had over 3,421 hours of community service. 8 of our seniors lettered in the National Honor Society and had over 100 hours of service. What an amazing group of seniors. It is now my pleasure to introduce our special guest. Audience, will you please hold your applause until all the guests have been introduced? To our guest, please stand or honk when your name is called. Jonathan Nickel, member of the Board of Education. Sarah Strasberger, assistant principal. Chris Davenport, commencement speaker. Josh Barrow, counselor. Charlie Lobby, college counselor. Karen Hawks, college counselor. Lauren Reese, counselor. Martha Richards, athletic director. Mr. John Geller, district theater manager. A special thank you is extended to our guests. There is another group of exceptional individuals I would like to recognize. Their hard work and dedication to academic excellence have supported the accomplishments of our graduates here today. Will the faculty and staff of Aspen High School please honk and wave and be recognized? At this time, I have a special recognition for our retiree, Miss Gretchen Calhoun. She's jogging. Miss Calhoun has had 17 years teaching, 12 of them at Aspen. We want to show a special appreciation for Miss Gretchen Calhoun.
Show me how big your brain is. gonna get this. I'm going to get this. I promised I would do it today, and I'm doing it, and I'm gonna get
Take
it.
Take 5 million and something.
I hope I pass the audition.
Let's have the choir please stand and be recognized for that beautiful tribute and a wonderful national anthem.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Riley Johnson, the class president. As Gandhi once said, freedom is not worth having if it does not include the freedom to make mistakes. With that in mind, here I go. I'm here to introduce a special gentleman who will speak with us today. He's a man of great accomplishment, and he's done it his own way. He's a part of our community, and he knows mountain life. He resides here in Aspen with his kids and Jesse, his wife. His name is Chris Davenport, and for those of you who do not know, he's a skier's skier, the real thing, the one with the golden glow. Now, Chris is a two-time world extreme champion. He's done it and done it again. He's proven he has the stamina, and he knows just how to win. He's skied each of Colorado's 14ers all in 1 year, and guided on Everest, feats that many revere. He made many descents the world over. Mountainsides keep on beckoning, so many that he chronicled his rides to keep a final reckoning. An ESPN commentator who knows just how it's done. He can walk the walk and talk the talk. He's just having fun. One of the top 25 skiers in America, without a doubt is true. A USA Ski Hall of Famer, one of the worthy few. Of all these and other endeavors, I would like to proclaim that Chris reflects the skier we use in our name. We are the Aspen Skiers. We take pride in what that means, the excellence that is portrayed in that special skill, our history and our dreams. Now give a warm welcome to this distinguished man who has helped to hone our sport. It's my outstanding honor to introduce Mr. Chris Davenport.
Yeah, Riley. High five, buddy.
Wow. Riley, someday I'm going to give you a big high five. I promise. Good morning, everybody. I have to say, to start it off, while this isn't the graduation you expected, this is pretty cool. Sitting up here and seeing all of you, being at the base of Buttermilk and the flag and the mountains. This is awesome. We're a community of the mountains. So I want to share with you some lessons from the mountains. The last 4 years, you guys have been on an adventure. The last 30-something years of my life has been one big adventure. And to succeed on any adventure, you need to be prepared. So what I'd like to do today is send you on your way with four lessons that I've learned in the mountains that have helped me have success, but I think have helped a lot of people in life all over the world have success. Imagine this as your proverbial adventure backpack that you're going to carry with you from this day forward. And it's going to help you go into college and university, and it's going to help you in the job market. It's going to help you in your personal and your professional life, I hope. So these four sort of key life lessons have carried me to the top of the podium in competitions and the tops of mountains. And the first one is passion. Finding those things that you love in life and really going after them. When I was a 13-year-old kid riding the chairlift on a powder day, I remember saying to my friend who was sitting next to me, wouldn't it be cool, man, if we could just ski every day for the rest of our lives? That was my passion, my love of skiing coming out. And that's what brought me to Aspen and brought me to the tops of these 14ers. And that love of something is so important. Could be friends, could be family, could be your job, your hobby, a sport, your creativity, whatever it is. Live your life going forward with passion. The next attribute that's really important that you're going to have in your backpack is vision. So you love all these things. Maybe it's where you live, like I said, your friends and your family or your job or your sport. But to have vision means you can go and do something with it. I knew that I loved skiing, and then I had this vision of what I could do with that, all that hard work that I put into it, whatever talent I had, I could see that I could use it for something. And, you know, took it to the tops of these mountains, as I said. So that vision part of it is really, really important. It's basically understanding your human potential. What are you guys all capable of? How far can you take it? Okay, that's the vision part of this whole thing. So we've got passion and we've got vision. The third thing and we're kind of going through this right now, is perseverance. Things are going to be tough. Life isn't easy. I mean, look at the last 3 months. Who imagined that humanity would be going through what we're going through right now? But you know what? Even the worst storms pass, and we're all going to get through this. And you guys are going to have all sorts of challenges in your education careers going forward, in your lives, in your jobs, and maybe even in the mountains. And you're going to learn to persevere. You're going to learn to be tough. And I think growing up in this community has given you the skills to do that. So perseverance. And then the final item you're going to carry with you is teamwork. You guys are a team. We in this community are a team. And if you can surround yourself in your life with great people, you're going to elevate your game. For me, that's been true. I never got to the tops of these mountains or to these podiums without surrounding myself with a great team, whether it was partners or trainers or coaches, sponsors, whatever. Just surrounding myself with people that made me the best version of myself, that is so important. So these four things: your passion, your vision, perseverance when times are tough, and then surrounding yourself, as you're doing today, with great people, is going to lead you to the tops of many mountains in your life. So take that proverbial adventure backpack with you. I wish you guys the best going forward. I know that you've got great adventures ahead, and big congratulations to all of you, and a proverbial high five and hugs. Thank you guys for having me today. It's a great honor. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. Our minds. I don't care, I don't care, so call me crazy. We can live in a world that we design. With every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake. I think a vision of the one I see. A million dreams is all it's gonna take. A million dreams for the world we're gonna make. There's a house we can build. Every room inside is filled with things from far away. Special things we can pile, each one there to make you smile on a rainy day. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds. So call us crazy. Run away to a world that we design. 'Cause every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be, a vision of the dreams. of the world we're gonna make.
Ladies and gentlemen, please show your appreciation to Morgan Witt. At this time, I would like for Kat Garalka and her parents, Karen and Mike, to join me here at the podium. Kat Garalka represents the graduating class of 2020 as the co-salutatorian of Aspen High School. Kat Garalka is a recipient of the prestigious Aspen Scholar Award, Women in STEM Scholarship Award, and the Aspen Elks Lodge Scholarship. She will be attending the University of Michigan, where she will study biology. Ladies and gentlemen, please show your appreciation for Aspen's 2020 co-salutatorian, Kat Garalka.
Good morning. Thank you, Josh, for that kind introduction. I'm so grateful to be here today, celebrating in person with you all. This may not be the graduation that we imagined, but this unconventional celebration is a special day we will always remember. I would like to take a moment to thank Theron, Sarah, Danielle, SkiCo, the local community, and all of the behind-the-scenes committees for putting together this unique graduation ceremony and for making the class of 2020 feel immensely celebrated. This truly memorable day would not have been possible without all of you. To all of the staff and faculty at the Aspen School District, thank you for putting your hearts and souls into your careers and for guiding and inspiring us in and out of the classroom. You've gone above and beyond to provide the stepping stones that have helped us get where we are today. Looking back, I'm in awe of the extraordinary path that the school district has gifted us. From the kindergarten teachers who took their class of five-year-olds hiking to see the Beaver Dam at the Maroon Bells, to wondering where Buddy would go for our second grade play, you set a positive foundation for the future years to come. The adventures and responsibilities along the way became bigger, bolder, and more memorable. Not many middle schoolers understand the exclusive opportunity of being on Groover duty while on a week-long graph trip. Throughout high school, with the support of teachers, courses, and experiences, we were allowed to start creating our own paths and become individuals within our class. The abundance of opportunities at Aspen High School paved our personal roads, allowing us to grow and mature in the direction meant for each one of us. No matter where we ventured along the way, we were always united by being a part of the class of 2020, and we all ended in the same place, here in the Buttermilk parking lot. I would like to thank my classmates for growing up beside me. I'm grateful to have had such an amazing group of peers by my side these past 13 years. Although we are receiving an atypical ending to our high school careers, these last 2.5 months did not take away the friendships, memories, accomplishments, and sense of community we have built. None of us would be here today without the help and encouragement of others. I want to thank my parents for being incredible role models who've shown me the importance of caring for others. You both have inspired me more than you know. Like many of my classmates, I turned 18 and entered legal adulthood during this global pandemic. This milestone, along with completing high school, simultaneously terrifies and inspires me when looking toward the future. Instead of a slow transition into finishing high school, the bandage was quickly ripped off and our days walking the halls of Aspen High School came to an end. There are so many unknowns in the world today, making it slightly frightening to be graduating during this time. However, as Winston Churchill once said, now this is not the end. It is not even the beginning of the end, but it is perhaps the end of the beginning. Graduating from high school marks an end to the beginning of our lives, but also shows how much of our paths we still have ahead of us. Over these last 2 months, many of us have been forced into a quiet period. With the cancellation of school, sports, and non-essential business activity, the world came to a halt. The silver lining to this is that it pushed us to take a step back from our chaotic daily lives and appreciate the simple moments. I often found myself reminiscing, which led to my realization that my most considerable periods of personal growth in high school were those when I took the time to reflect and organize my thoughts. As we are at this crossroads of stages in our lives, we can use this time to our advantage. We are graduating during a time that demands creative solutions to everyday activities. We have the chance to contribute while refining who we are and who we want to be. As the class of 2020, we have the rare opportunity to decide how we, as individuals, want to return and begin the next phase of our lives. We have not reached the end of the pandemic yet, but eventually the world will start again and we will return to normal. Remember to take a step back, reflect, and find composure before beginning again. Thank you.
At this time, I would like for Maxine Mellon and her parents, Scott and Heidi, to join me here at the podium. Maxine represents the graduating class of 2020 as a co-salutatorian of Aspen High School. Maxine is a recipient of the Pacesetter Award for Mathematics and has been recognized as an Aspen Scholar. Additionally, she's been awarded the prestigious Presidential Fellowship Scholarship from Bucknell University, where she will study finance. Ladies and gentlemen, please show your appreciation for Aspen's 2020 co-salutatorian, Ms. Maxine Mellon.
Upon researching examples of past salutatorian speeches from both Aspen and high schools across the country, I found the most common greeting possible. It includes welcoming family, friends, friends of family, friends of faculty, family of faculty, and the random community member who decided to show up, having absolutely nothing better to do with their Saturday. However, I find myself in the fortunate position to shorten that greeting. Good morning, faculty, fellow students, and however many immediate family members can fit in the average-sized sedan. My name is Maxine Mellon, and to be completely honest, I have no clue how I got here. That's not referencing the simple directions of how to arrive at the base of Buttermilk Mountain, but rather alludes to the fact that these past 4 years, I had no clue I'd be here. I was not aware that as an academic and merit reward, I'd be writing yet another essay, just as I thought the last day of school would be a cure to my never-ending senioritis. And further, that reward would extend to presenting this speech in front of a crowd, not my strong suit, which Miley LaPena, my junior year English teacher, can attest to. In all seriousness, as I began to write this speech on the 7-minute drive over from my house, I reflected upon just how many individuals I must thank, who are all sitting uncomfortably hot in their cars right now. I am so sorry about that. To my incredible teachers, each of you represents Aspen High School, and the reason kids strive to do their best in your classes. You each encompass the culture of our school and create an atmosphere of comfort where students actually want to go to class. Serena Sieber, please don't take my number of absences from your class personally. I just couldn't read Robert Frost during sixth period on a Friday. Please, nobody tell my mom. But truly, the class of 2020 must know how lucky we are to have had the administration and staff of AHS, a place where we have a teasing nickname for a vice principal. Thank you for being easy on me these past four, Strassboss. And to Jose and the rest of the crew who keep our boat and hallways immaculate, you're irreplaceable. Following the four famous words of Sophie Springfield, last year's co-salutatorian, I am only 18. I have yet to stumble upon the meaning of life, my mother helps me make my bed, and I had to look up how to spell salutatorian. Evidently, I do not know a lot. However, I do know a lot about myself, and I'd like to tell you a story from my own high school experience. Picture this, a stereotypical image, a mother, a father, a son, and a daughter. Yet diving deeper into the complexities of my family, one would find the motive behind my core value. Each of my immediate family members, who I've graced with front row seating, influenced me to stay true to myself. I could not project a more cliche message, even if I threw in something about reaching for the stars, which I just did. Nonetheless, no matter how cheesy the phrase, I truly believe the key to success is staying true to oneself. Coming into Aspen High School my freshman year as Merrick Mellon's little sister, I let the fear of my own brother's reputation influence each and every one of my decisions. I was constantly pushing harder and harder to be more successful than my brother, and it clearly was not working out in my favor. However, sophomore year, a switch occurred. My experience can be described by an acclaimed quote stemming from a true cinematic masterpiece, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. A wise man from that movie once said, "Hey bud, let's party." While many of my teachers or classmates' siblings may know Merrick Mellon, a lesser known fact is that he made it his life's mission to embody the infamous Jeff Spicoli, the main character of the glorious film. While evoking upon this journey, Merrick bestowed me with this key Spicoli line of wisdom. Provoking a sense of urgency, I found myself reflecting upon the deeper, hidden meaning of this quote, which my English teachers all repeatedly taught me to do. My unhappiness had solely grown from the fact I was attempting to be someone I was not. I'd spent 2 years of my high school basing 2 years of high school basing my actions off others, rather than looking towards my own desires. Jeff Spicoli, aka my brother, along with the rest of my family, showed me the importance of staying unapologetically true to oneself and the rewards that follow. I stand here not because I pulled all-nighters studying, but rather because I procrastinated, fell asleep in class, laughed, skipped, but most importantly, had fun along the way. My success came as a direct result of having a good time just being myself. Upon introducing myself earlier in this speech, I claimed I did not know how I ended up with this key accomplishment. I regret to inform you all, that was a lie. Yes, I just lied to you. I'm standing on this stage because I'm friends with those who are nice to me, I laugh at things I actually find funny, and most importantly, I push myself in areas that actually interest me. To the younger siblings, and even the parents, it is always better to truly be yourself. Thank you, everyone. Congratulations, class of 2020, and Skoski years!
Oh, lady, running down to the river. You're gonna sing the words wrong.
Would Mr. Aiden Lettingham stand up and take a bow? Well done.
At this time, I would like for Quinn Ramberg and her parents, Barry and Ken, to join me here at the podium. Quinn represents the graduating class of 2020 as the valedictorian of Aspen High School. Quinn is a recipient of the Aspen Scholar Award, in addition to the Pacesetter Science Award, and the C. Welton Anderson Leading Light Award, and will be attending Stanford University, where she will study physics. Ladies and gentlemen, please show your appreciation for Aspen High School's 2020 valedictorian, Quinn Ramberg.
Hello, I'd like to welcome all Hondas, Fords, Chevys, Toyotas, and Volkswagens, and more, to the 131st Aspen High School graduation. I'm glad everybody found a parking spot, and don't forget to put money in the meter. I heard the parking attendant was making rounds. While we're not gathered in the music tent, I can't help but feel fortunate to be part of such a momentous day in such a beautiful place. It was truly an incredible effort by Theron Mulberry, the school district administration, and many parents for organizing this special day on such a short notice. I think that deserves a round of applause. I want to take the time to express my appreciation to my parents, Barry and Ken, for their unrelenting support in all of my endeavors, from math to my several failed attempts at sports. I played tennis for 4 years and found myself more successful at making memories than making winning shots. You would think I would find myself more at home in the classroom, but my clumsiness followed me there too. Not that long ago, while dissecting pigs in bio, I tripped into someone's pig and it landed on top of me. Sorry about your pig, Jack. I also want to say thank you to my brother for always keeping the mood light and making me laugh, and the incredible faculty and staff that do a great job at teaching us. Mark Whitley, Sarah Benson, Megan Noonan, and Sean Robinson, you have fostered my interest in STEM and truly changed the course of my life. Also, the incredible College Counseling Office deserves my sincerest thank you for their unwavering support in helping all of us reach our educational goals. And a huge thank you to the unsung heroes of the school district, the facilities crew, for keeping our campus looking beautiful. And most importantly, I want to recognize what we are parked here today to celebrate, the amazing class of 2020. Everybody put your hands together. I am so fortunate to have this opportunity to speak in front of you today, and I want to use this time to discuss something that is important to me, resilience. And I want to start by sharing a story about my grandma. Don't worry, you're going to like this one. My grandma Connie used to love the book, The Little Engine That Could. The book tells a story of a train carrying toys and food for children in the next town over. However, the engine runs out of coal and is unable to make it up the large hill in front of it. Several other engines pass by without offering to help. That is, until The Little Engine That Could arrives on scene. Despite never having made it up the hill herself, she pulled the stranded engine up the hill saying, "I think I can, I think I can, I think I can." Although it sounds silly, this mantra has served as a guiding principle in my life. Whenever I face a difficult challenge, I repeat, "I think I can, I think I can, I think I can." As most of you know, I had a bit of an accident on my 8th grade outdoor education trip. A large tree branch at Snowmass Lake impaled my right leg, resulting in a 5x5-inch hole down to the bone. Being 9 miles away from the closest road in the evening, there was no way I was getting down that night. In my tent, I was scared. I couldn't put any weight on that leg. However, that night, I told myself, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Eventually, the sun rose, and Tim Grogan and Craig Rogers carried me on their backs while running down the trail. Yes, I was pretty small. But I'm not the only one in my class who knows how to persevere. Evan Pierce has earned his pilot's license over the last 4 years. Jake Baza is a state-ranked climber. Axel Livingston and Jake Baza have held an art exhibition. Morgan Witt works hard to embody a new character every time she's on stage. And Belle Coar has won nationals for ice dancing. These accomplishments are true demonstrations of perseverance. And during this time, it is so important to recognize the undeniable value of resilience. And in my experience, I found one of the best ways to foster resilience is through gratefulness. So to conclude, I want each of you to take a minute and think of one thing you're grateful for. I'm grateful to be part of such a fantastic community who cares so deeply about each other. And as we all start our college or our new jobs, I hope we can all look back on this time when things get rough and remember, we think we can, we think we can, we think we can. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the inconquerable, Mr. Joey Jenkins. Well, seniors, you've made it. I can see from the smiles on your faces. Sorry about that. I know that you're actually looking forward to this, and with a sense of accomplishment. I think we can all agree that this has been a year that has been far from typical. I, like all of you, have listened intently these last few months of this crisis to an ever-rising torrent of highly politicized rhetoric and what seems to be an unending stream of bad news. Students, you are definitely going to have to carefully wade through this and make sure you're thoughtfully critical of all the information being flung at you. Trust me, adults can get it wrong, even when well-intentioned. Take me, for example. Just 4 months ago, I would have told students, and even my own children, that you won't be able to save the planet by playing video games and making TikToks in isolation in your parents' basement. Well, I stand corrected. Being the graduating class during a pandemic is not easy, but I know you all have the fortitude to take these challenges head on. I think back to the lessons imparted to you from Aspen High School, particularly those that you learned in Ex-Ed. The trials and tribulations you faced in those courses have made you resilient young adults and prepared you to handle any sort of hardship. I think of my own Ex-Ed course, From Here to Hemingway, where my seniors, Bell Cower, Ozzie Benson, Max Godomsky, Maxine Mellon, and the indomitable Topher DeCampo were forced to travel to the Florida Keys, sunbathe, snorkel, cavort in Key West, eat seafood, frolic on Fisher Island, and explore the majestic wonder of the largest coral reef in the continental United States. Okay, maybe that's not the best example of building fortitude, but it does bring to mind that maybe it just isn't fortitude that helps us get through these crises. Maybe it is the appreciation of all the great things that we have been privileged to experience in our lives in Aspen that help us make it through this adversity. Perhaps it is our gratitude that feeds our fortitude, and we should look forward to something every day that we are grateful to help fortify our resolve during these trying times. I'm not saying that we should not empathize with the losses many have faced during this crisis, and we should continue to honor the sacrifices made by those everyday heroes who give so much to keep us safe. But I posit to you, seniors, on the day of your graduation, you should not be thinking of what you may have lost or ponder another's misfortune. I ask you to consider all the things in your life for which you have to be thankful and begin to consider what opportunities all these changes may have created. In the words of Vivian Green, life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. Instead of being the class that had to graduate at Buttermilk, you are the class that got to graduate at Buttermilk. Students, you are not the COVID kids. You are the mighty class of 2020. No one chooses the shape of their circumstances, but you have a choice to determine how they shape you. Class of 2020, we will both end our time at Aspen together. And I have to tell you that I am honored to be finishing with you in this glorious venue. I will always be grateful. You'll be sorely missed, not only by the students and staff at Aspen, and you will always be welcome as alumni in its halls. For students, once a skier, Jonathan Nickel, the seniors before us have satisfied the graduation requirements set forth by the Aspen's Board of Education. On behalf of the entire staff at Aspen High School and the Aspen community, I present these seniors to you, representing the Board of Education, to accept this senior class for diploma distribution.
Thank you, Theron. Please proceed with the distribution of the diplomas.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we honor our first graduate, I would like to have everybody give a huge round of applause to an honorary graduate. Mr. Theron Mulberry is graduating from Aspen High School and moving to the district office. We will miss him, and we are grateful for all that he has done. Okay, now on to the exciting part. Victoria Dimitrova Angelova. Grace Elizabeth Armstrong. Osborne Thurston Benson. Jake Enzo Philip Baza. William Clark Brown. Brody Fergus Buchanan. Olivia Pratt Berkeley. Tullis Collins Burrows. Amaya Lazelle Caniff. Nara Bella Kantov. Owen Steele Cesark. Nathan Addison Cherry. Connor Patrick Chesner. Eloise Brennan Clark. Harris Elliot Crocker. Peyton Cecilia Curley. Christopher William DeCampo. Christopher Lara De La Torre. Rachel Eleanor Devlin. Well done. Janessa Angelina Diaz. Curtis Joseph Dick. Congratulations, man. Well done. Tatum Nicholas Deemer.
All right, well done.
Emma Francis Dominguez. Kyler Hawk Driscoll. Take a photo Bryant Dupertuis. Austin Jason Ferguson. Lourdes Alicia Ferreira. Kendall Renee Farrell. Robert Michael Fitzgerald. Alexandra McKay Forster. Lauren Atkinson Fox. Anastasia Catherine Fuentes. Karen Diana Galvin Sanchez. Joshua Ethan George. Marcus Michael Gerbaz.
Well done, sir.
Samuel August Gibb. Ethan John Gray Godfrey. Max Doran Godomsky. Katarina Isabella Goralka. Lander James Greenway.
All right, Lander, congratulations.
Kylie Louise Grogan.
There you go. Congratulations, guys. Take a photo. There you go. All right.
Jack Thomas Gensel. Shane Albert Guggenheim. Hadley Dean Guylander. Taylor Alexa Gertman. Jonathan Edward Hayesfield. Jack Quinn Halferty.
Yeah.
Sloan Porter Hamill. Greta Daly Hansen. Mackenzie Jenna Hart. Haley Suzanne Heineken. Dylan Robert Hendrickson. Haley Rosemary Higdon. Julia Michelle Higdon. Avery Ann Hirsch. Bella Donna Hoffman. Brady Garrett Hornberg. Charlotte Allison Howie. Ethan Samuel Hunt. Samantha Jennifer Jaworski. Right here. Congratulations, Amy. Well done. Riley Dean Johnson. Matthew Christopher Keating. Karina Hilton Keller. Clara Bell Coar. Aiden Flynn Kraus. William Risk Lang. Leah Catherine Lamont. Mac Allen Lampy. William Lewis Lanter. Luke Robert Larson. Aiden Samuel Lettingham.
Well done, Aiden. Be sure to take your photo. Have your moment. Congratulations, man.
Louise Isabella Lipsy.
All right. Get up here, Ms. Lipsy. Make sure you get your photo. Take your moment. Congratulations.
Axel Gray Livingston. Andy Liu.
Congratulations, Andy.
Ava K. Mackey.
Ms. Mackey, congratulations. Make sure you get your photo. Get your moment. Congratulations.
Madison Elena Madrill. Lainey Morgan Martins. Noah James McQuiston.
Nice to see you, Noah. Hey, make sure you turn around and get your picture. Have your moment on the stage. Congratulations, Noah.
Dylan Matthew McDermott. Maeve Highland McGuire. Taylor Jade McKee. Jose Angel Medrano Gomez.
Well done, Jose. Did you get your photo? Congratulations, man.
Maxine Fisk Mellon.
Well done, Maxine. Get your photo. Take your moment.
Morgan Renee Menzies. Bailey Jolene Miller.
Congratulations, Kato. Hold on, hold on. Keep the photo. Get a photo. You okay? We got a little piece of bob here. There we go. It's not a photo.
Molly Ellen Miller. Nicholas Collier Mitchell.
Congratulations, sir. Make sure you get your photo. Make sure you get your moment. Congratulations.
Kinna Inga Reeve Mahler. Arthur Ross Munvies.
Make sure you get your photo. Take your moment. Congratulations.
Jalen Aaliyah Nakagawa.
All right, make sure you get a photo. Take your moment. Congratulations, kiddo.
Samuel Asher Navius.
Hey, Sam, make sure you get a photo.
Natalie Grove Newhard.
Congratulations, Ellie. Make sure you get a picture. Take your moment.
Juliana Nickel. Ben Charles O'Brien. Madai Sabrina Ortega Escalante. Chamberlain Suzanne Peacock. Evan Walter Pierce. Sophia May Perry. Jack Thomas Pevney. Axel Julian Quintanilla Salido. Paige Jandorf Quist. Quinn Charlotte Ramberg. Olivia Ann Regan. Matthew Sean Rigney. Andorra, listen, Renee Totten. Nice to see you here today. Hey, you have your moment. Congratulations, Andorra. Christopher Ives Royer Jr. Mr. Roy, come around with your photo. Take your moment. Congratulations, young man. Julissa Ruiz Vega. Clemery Yelitze Sanchez Marmalejo. Cole Anthony Sauer. Jack Riley Siemens. Leslie Alexandra Segovia.
Well done, Leslie. Make sure you get your photo. Take a moment. Congratulations, Leslie.
Fiona Cato Shaw.
Well done, Fiona. Make sure you get your photo. Take your moment. Awesome. Have a great day.
Naomi Alexandra Sherman. Tenjing Somde Sherpa. Richard Dale Simone.
Oh, God.
Congratulations.
Logan Richard Soderberg. Benjamin David Spicer.
Mr. Spicer, make sure you get your photo. Moment. Congratulations.
Nicholas John Spicer.
Take your photo. Take a moment. Congratulations, man.
Nellie Elizabeth Tash.
Make sure you get your photo. Your moment. Congratulations, kiddo.
Madison Eleanor Thompson. Maximus James Thurston.
Max, congratulations. Make sure you get your photo. Get your moment. All right.
Ella Rose Train.
Congratulations. Make sure you get your photo. Take your moment. Congratulations, kiddo.
Maximilian Christopher Ufkiss. Adelaide Elizabeth Walson. Ethan Thomas Charles White.
Here's a guy with stage presence. He's got it. Take your photo. Take your moment. Congratulations.
Sophie Juliet Wilcox.
Here's Wilcox. Make sure you get your photo. Take your moment. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, kiddo.
Isabella May Williams. Morgan Perry Witt.
Miss Witt, come on up and congratulations. It was a lovely solo. Make sure you get a photo. Take a moment. Congratulations, kiddo.
Joseph Shadrick Wolfer Jenkins.
Joey, you killed it today. Make sure you get your photo. Take a moment. Congratulations, man.
Jonathan Royce Woodrow. Hannah Rose Zanine.
Congratulations, kiddo.
Olivia Helen Slack Zwig.
Take your time, Olivia.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. As a member of the Board of Education of the Aspen School District, I certify that each of you has met or exceeded the requirements for high school graduation set forth by the state of Colorado, the Colorado Department of Education, and the Aspen School District Board of Education. It is my distinct privilege and pleasure to proclaim to all present and beyond that you are indeed graduates of the Aspen High School.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the graduating class of 2020. So ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we have a very special part of our graduation ceremony, which is going to be the conferment of the actual diploma at the top of Buttermilk Mountain. What will happen is SkiCo company personnel will come around and release each group to go to the chairlift, reminding you that you have to be socially distanced wearing masks when that occurs. In addition to that, you will find in your diploma cover your lift ticket for today. So prepare at this time to get ready to go up the mountain. Thank you.
And once again, you have been listening to the Aspen High School Class of 2020 graduation in the Buttermilk parking lot Here at KSVM, we just want to say congrats to all the seniors out there of the Roaring Fork Valley. No, this isn't what you planned for, but still congrats nonetheless. Aspen High School Class of 2020 has been airing here on KSVM. We had the Basalt High School graduation there on our sister station, KNFO, as well. Thank you so much for tuning in, and once again, congratulations as well. You've been listening to this live broadcast of the Aspen High School Class of 2020 graduation, and we'd like to thank Alpine Banks of the Roaring Fork Valley for helping us present this broadcast. Alpine Bank reminding graduates to keep dreaming, because dreams do come true. Also, this presentation made possible by Valley View Hospital in Glenwood Springs, caring for the Roaring Fork Valley since 1955. And want to do a special thank you to Grassroots TV there, carrying the coverage there on their YouTube channel and more. A re-airing will be at 1 o'clock on Grassroots TV if you want to see it on that channel as well. Well, there you go. Congrats to all you seniors out there. I know this is what you planned for, but here at KSPN, once again, want to say congrats and much love. Stay healthy, stay happy out there during this crazy time, and happy graduation to you as those seniors now are heading up Buttermilk Mountain. Well, we go back to what we do best here on KSBN. Oh, it looked like an obvious choice. Happy Saturday, everybody. See you on Monday.